What do we know in general? You mentioned talazoparib about other PARP inhibitors in development right now. There's also veliparib, where we've seen data with chemotherapy, including in the neoadjuvant setting. What's your broad perspective on all these different, what the differences are?
Well, as George would say here, we have no head-to-head comparison, so we are in dataless territory. I can tell you from a preclinical perspective, the potency of talazoparib looks like it's better than the other agents. We don't know if clinically that's going to bear out. There are phase three studies going on with all of these agents. EMBRACA is the name of the phase three study for talazoparib, and I think that they're hoping in 2018 we'll have some data from that. That's similar study design to OlympiAD.
George, what's your perspective on the different PARP inhibitors, and what do we know about PARP inhibitor activity in breast cancer outside of BRCA germline? And over you hear about BRCA somatic mutations and then other people responding. What about in breast cancer?
Well, we know remarkably little. Some of the original trials looked at the sort of BRCA-ness phenomenon of a triple-negative patient, perhaps who had some HRD thing that would be measurable. I'd like to know what Sarah thinks about this, but the breast cancer data just isn't as impressive as the ovarian cancer data across the board.